And away we go. Here it is, Thursday, December the 5th, 2019. 10 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program for the next 2 hours. And we've got a great day of programming here on WWGH Radio. I'll be with you through 10 o'clock this morning. And then we've got the Charlie Evers Show from 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon, followed by Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. If you want to sell your stuff, today is the day to do it. 12:10 to 1 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Now, we need to remind you, and we'll keep reminding you right up through the holiday, that letters to Santa are a big thing. If you want to mail a letter to Santa, he will send you a letter back. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That again, that's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, we've been getting Christmas cards here at WWGH Radio. The address, again, to send us a Christmas card is WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we got a very nice card yesterday from a Norma Stump. And we thank Norma for her card. And she wrote a very nice message inside the card that... I won't read the entire message, but just Merry Christmas to all those affiliated with WWGH Radio. I wish you the special gifts for this holiday season, peace, joy, and lasting happiness. So thank you, Norma, for that card, and she's a new listener. I learned from reading the card that she used to be a listener of another station in town, but she's turned over here now, and we are glad to have her. And I'm going to work on what you suggested in that card, Norma. So, you know, catch me on that sort of thing. So, thank you. Let's see here. What else did I want to mention this morning? Well, we're just going to go right into the program because, see, now here's what happened. This is why I'm a little off my game this morning, because last night I got a pain in my neck. Now, it sounds awful because, you know, I've had pains in my neck before, but they were more figurative than literal. But last night, I had a literal pain in my neck, in the right side of my neck, that went up into my eye, into my head, and was awful last night. It started like 5 o'clock, 5:30, and it didn't go away. I tried to get comfortable in bed last night, but I did sleep okay, and it doesn't seem to be there this morning, so I'm happy with that. I don't know what it was. It's not there now, so this is the only time I'm going to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it and bring it back, but boy, that was an awful pain last night. Now, this morning, I stopped by my favorite place to get a drink, and I feel high class today because... as we all know, when you go to these places to get drinks, it is sort of a social stature type of thing. This is why I believe people go to Starbucks, so they can get the cup and show people that they're drinking from Starbucks. So it's a social thing. Well, I went to the place this morning where I get my drinks, and they gave me this morning the clear cups, which are the high-dollar cups when you get a to-go order. So... today, we're high on the social stratosphere here on the morning program. So that is all the things I think I have to tell you. Other than that, I hear it's going to be a warm weekend, so that's going to be cool. You certainly would not know it from this morning, but it's supposed to be a warm weekend as time goes on. Also, I do want to remember to mention the Adam the Computer Guy shows on 2:10 until 3 p.m. today as well. So lots of great programming here at WWGH Radio. And now we bring back to these microphones a guest who's back by popular demand after two appearances on this show. I don't really know if it's popular demand. I've never seen the popular demand, but we'll get into that. Maybe that's where we'll start this morning. Welcoming back to these microphones, Bailey Hunt. Bales, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. You sound a little tired this morning.
Actually, I slept really good.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, the last two times you were here, I don't think you slept at all.
No, I even have a sick kid, and I still slept good.
You slept good. Now, popular demand, I don't really know that people are asking for you to come back. Nobody's ever said that to me. But you say our listeners, well, my listeners, have said it to you.
Do you want to see my Facebook?
Well, I mean, maybe I'll look at it at some point. So what have they said?
Well, they just asked when I was coming back.
Three different people?
No.
No.
I've been on three different times.
Oh, this is your, what did I say?
You said two.
Well, this is your third appearance, right?
No, this is my fourth. I did two last Wednesday.
Oh, that is right. I forgot we did the Thanksgiving Eve show.
Right.
With Sean and Terry. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
How could you forget?
I try to block that one out. That was some show.
I mean, we high-fived, like, fist bumped.
Fist bumped, high-fived. Well, we didn't.
I know. Sean and I did.
Sean and you did, because I was over here trying to keep a semblance of order of the program.
Right.
Like I do.
I know. I just messed it all up, didn't I?
Well, no, it was okay, but I just wasn't sure what you were doing. Because it seemed like there was some kind of sports program on the television or something.
No. Every time that we made fun of you, we just fist bumped.
See, it's not good to make fun of the host. That's a bad thing.
Oh, but people love it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm sure someone does.
Now, back to this back by popular demand thing, because you've told me that people have messaged you and wanted you to be back on the show.
I screenshot the message.
Just one person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if that's popular demand.
I didn't say popular demand. You said it.
Maybe it's just demand. So for that person this morning, here you go. Oh, and I've got to correct something, because one of our listeners, because I've been saying that I don't know who the morning person is on WMRN who took over for Jeff Ruth. Jeff doesn't know the person. Charlie doesn't know the person. I got a message yesterday, and the message is pretty good. It says, "Oh, for heaven's sake, Scott, you guys must all know that Gordon Deal is the host on MRN in the morning now." So that's who's on over there, Gordon Deal. Now, I really didn't know.
I didn't know.
And I don't think Jeff really knew, and I don't think Charlie really knew. And to be honest with you, I don't know who Gordon Deal is now. But apparently he's on somewhere here in Marion. But it's my understanding he is a syndicated show, but I'm not sure where he's syndicated out of.
I have no idea. I've never heard of him.
When I heard the name Gordon Deal, I thought, that sounds like a British person. Gordon, I think, is a British name.
It reminds me of the cooking show, Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. And there was also somebody else years ago named Gordon. I don't know who it was.
All I can think of is Jeff Gordon. That's
the last one. Oh, the NASCAR driver. Yeah. Well, he was a big deal.
Yeah, my dad liked him.
He's retired now, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't he, like, talk on there now?
Oh, did he get an announcing job?
I think so.
It's like football now. Once you retire from the sport, you get a nice broadcasting job, and then you can stay in forever.
Right.
That's how you got to do it.
Oh, I can't play football.
Do you want to play football?
No.
We possibly could get you a job on a team.
I don't think so.
Would you like to carry the water bucket or something? You could probably do that.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if I'm qualified for that.
Well, you know what I'm depressed about? I have a little depression this morning because I'm still not in the holiday spirit. Here we are, December the 5th. I drive here every morning. I don't see many Christmas lights out. And I specifically last night went out and about in the town, and I didn't hear much Christmas music being played. I did not see a lot of people out buying packages. And we're 20 days away now.
Yeah, I don't usually get in the Christmas spirit until after this coming Monday. But I got a little Whoville tree last night.
So you have a Christmas tree?
No.
No. You have a Whoville tree.
Right. It's just a little tiny tree.
All the Whos down in Whoville.
Oh, and I have a wreath on my door.
Is it a colorful wreath?
No, but it comes in a bag that says reindeer feed. So the kids like it because, you know, it's going to feed the reindeer.
The wreath comes in a bag that says reindeer feed?
Yeah. I'll have to take a picture and show it to you.
Oh, you'll have to do that.
Yeah. I'll send it later. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, this is your Christmas decoration.
Yes, my one and only.
Now, see, as I have said, and as Sean said the other night, or maybe the other morning when he called into the show, he has been to my house, and it is a little Christmassy.
Yeah, but didn't he say you only had two trees?
I think he did say I had two trees.
You have three.
Do I have three trees?
You do.
I'd have to count them.
You have your main tree. You have the one by the door. And then you have the one by the couch.
Oh, yeah, there is one over, a tiny one over by the couch. Yeah. So I guess I have three trees.
Right.
That's because I like a lot of presents under the tree on Christmas morning.
Well, Well, there's some presents under this tree.
There are some presents under this tree. They're the same presents that have been under that tree for like 5 or 6 years now. But
I know. I put consistent. Them under there.
You know, when you look at the tree, it doesn't look bad now.
I love that you said now.
Well, now. Well, because when you first decorated it, I felt that you did kind of a, you know.
I still think it could be fluffed a little.
Well, why didn't you fluff it when you put it up?
Well, I didn't put it up. But
well, that's a story I tell people.
You started decorating it before I could actually, like, fluff it out.
Now, who did?
You and Terry. Because we know Sean did not decorate.
No, he was not decorating that night. But I don't remember you saying, stop, I need to fluff the tree.
Oh, I didn't, because I didn't really feel like it.
So you've left our tree unfluffed?
Yeah, I mean, this. Yeah. I can fix it. I mean, the branches are kind of stuck together.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it looks nice.
Okay, well, then I'll leave it.
No, I mean, you can try to doctor it up a little bit.
No, you like it.
No, I didn't say I like it. I said it looks okay.
Oh.
I said it'll pass for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas is like, what, today's the 5th?
20 days.
20 days, yeah.
20 days. That means we are 19 days away from the first day of winter. And also the shortest daylight hours day all year round.
No.
Yeah, I think I said that right, didn't I?
No.
21st.
Yeah, but that's not 19 days
away. That's not 19 days away.
That's 16 days.
16 days away.
19 days is Christmas
I don't know
Eve.
If you're going to make the whole 2 hours. I don't know. It's getting shaky already.
I know.
With only 21 minutes into the... Or, no, how long have we been on the air? I don't know. We came on somewhere about 10 after. It's 21 now.
So, like 10 minutes in?
10 minutes in. We're not even sure you're going to make the whole 2 hours this morning.
I know.
No, that's right. It's the 21st, so we are very, very close. 16 days away from the first day of winter and the shortest day of daylight hours.
I don't like winter.
Well, but I mean, it's really, the weather is what it is. It feels like winter now.
Right, but I mean, I don't like the weather now.
But calling it winter, I don't think is going to be a big change.
Well, I don't like fall. I don't like winter. I don't like spring.
You don't like fall. You don't like winter. You don't like spring.
Yeah. I like summer.
What do you? Oh, just summer.
Yeah.
Which has come to an end.
Right. My birthday's in summer.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that. It's August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember what day?
August the 8th.
No.
August the 6th.
No.
August the 9th.
No.
What, 16th?
No.
15th?
17th.
Well, see, I was in the right neighborhood.
After like 10 guesses.
You know why I think it's August the 8th? Because I think originally you said August the 8th.
I don't think so.
Trying to throw me.
No,
I think you
so.
Did. That's what I remember.
No.
Yeah, August the 8th. But it's actually the 17th. Now I'll always remember that.
Right.
Because you made it a big deal.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Now, we did have some trivia questions the other day here on the station, and we did not do very well with the Grinch trivia, I got to say. We did great the other day with the It's a Wonderful Life trivia, but the Grinch trivia has been a little different. So here are the questions we have yesterday in regard to how the Grinch stole Christmas. Let's see. Here are the questions that we had. Where did the Grinch live? Does anybody know where the Grinch lived? I asked somebody this last night in public. I said, where did the Grinch live? And they had to Google it, but they got it. There is a place where the Grinch lives. Does anybody know where the Grinch lived? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? What was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? What was the Grinch's dog's name? Now, I thought this would be an easy one, because the Grinch is a classic cartoon. It's a classic story this time of year. Does anybody know what the Grinch's dog's name was? As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? Does anybody know that? As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? The Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can of what? Now, that's a new question today. Now, we do still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Why? Oh, maybe this is an answer to one of our questions here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
The dog's name was Max.
The dog's name was Max. Now, are you a fan of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
My husband is.
You know, it's why do you think that has become so popular? I cannot go into any store without seeing something about the Grinch.
He loves the Grinch.
Well, there are shirts now. There are T-shirts, sweatshirts, ugly sweaters for all the ugly sweater parties.
We had a inflatable, like, 7-foot Grinch at one point in time until it wore out.
Yeah, I've seen I know that over the holiday that Kohl's was selling stuffed Grinches with the book attached to them.
Uh-huh.
So it's an amazing thing. This Grinch phenomenon has really caught on.
I like Max.
Yeah. Did you watch the Grinch the other night on NBC?
No, I didn't.
Well, I did. I even went outside. Did you hear the story? I went outside in flip-flops.
No, I didn't hear that story.
Oh, yes. Because I disconnected the cable because I was never home to watch it, but I got one of these digital antennas because Charlie kept talking about how he could pick up like 40 channels on the digital antenna.
Uh-huh.
So I got a digital antenna, but the wind had blown it sometimes, so I had really not fixed it because I don't watch those channels all that often. But when I heard the Grinch was going to be on, I thought, I'm going to go out and fix this thing.
Was it the movie or the cartoon?
The cartoon.
Uh-huh.
The Boris Karloff, and it was on 8 o'clock Tuesday night on NBC, and I did not get home till like 7 o'clock that night, so it was already dark and cold, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go outside and adjust this thing, and I don't want to, you know, put my shoes on, so I decided I'd put a coat and flip-flops on. I know, it was, what was I thinking? I apparently had lost my mind at 7 o'clock at night. So I go outside, and literally about 1 minute into adjusting this antenna, which ended up taking about 5 minutes,
uh-huh.
I realized that I was going to lose a toe. I realized the toe was just about to go. Frostbite was settling in.
Little chilly out there.
Don't wear flip-flops in the winter. This is a rule.
True.
Well, do you have a favorite part of the Grinch?
Not really, other than I like Max. I like the dog.
The dog. Well, hey, I thank you for giving us that answer, and thanks for listening.
Sure.
Take care.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. The dog is Max in the Grinch. Now, yesterday, the Grinch trivia was completely dead, but today we've already got an answer.
What's your favorite version of the Grinch?
The cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's been around a lot longer than all the others. And I do like the voices. And I think it's close to the book. Basically, they're reading the book.
Right. Have you seen the newest version?
Which one's that?
The new cartoon.
No, there's a new one?
There's a new movie.
Not the Jim Carrey one.
Right.
No.
There's a new cartoon movie.
Really?
It just came out like last year.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Where do you see
Netflix.
That at? Did they redo it?
It's not, like, I went and seen it in theaters.
No.
Yeah?
No, I would have seen this. I would have heard about it.
Well, it was in theaters last year.
Is it a movie or is it a live action thing?
It's a movie. It's a cartoon.
Oh, see, that because the live action one I did not care for.
The Jim Carrey one?
Yeah. Because they changed the story a little bit.
Right.
And it didn't make much sense to me after watching the original for a long time.
Right. No, this is a cartoon. But it's a movie.
Does the Grinch look like the Grinch? Like
yes.
He does in the NBC version?
Yes.
You listen to the show every morning, right?
I do.
Yeah. And now, every time I say NBC, you know what I have to do?
The ding, ding, dong.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you got it right.
I know.
Why did NBC have chimes like that?
I don't know.
I don't know what the purpose of that was.
I have no idea.
And I'm not musically inclined, so I don't even know what those keys are.
I'm not either. You've heard me try to sing.
I have heard you try to sing. And cats were meowing for miles around.
Right, I know. It's horrible.
It's a thing. Do you sing Christmas carols, though?
I mean, I did when I was little. Like, I used to go out with my church group when I was little.
You were a caroler.
I was.
Do people even do that anymore?
Nobody's ever come to my door.
I can't ever think of carolers coming to my door either, and that used to be a big part of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like the oranges.
We should, like, go caroling.
Who?
You, me, Sean, Charlie, you know.
Just door to door?
Yeah.
Out in the cold.
Maybe we should wear flip-flops, too.
So we can all go out and carol, and then we can all go to the hospital with pneumonia for the holiday.
Right.
What a fun holiday that would be.
I mean, sounds fun to me.
Well, I just enjoyed The Grinch the other day on NBC. Ding,
yeah.
Ding, dong.
We watched part of it. It Good. Was only 30 minutes, but,
it was
know,
it was short.
I had one kid wanting to watch the Blue Jackets game and one wanting to watch The Grinch. And the other one to watch Hannah Montana, so, you know.
Everybody had their own choice. Everybody had their own thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think The Grinch has done very well, and I can't think of any other thing at Christmas, cartoon-wise, because there are a lot of old cartoon things that play at Christmas that I like more than The Grinch.
Right.
Now, movies, I do like a lot of the Christmas movies.
My favorite Christmas movies are the Santa Claus movies.
With Tim Allen.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I think I went and saw that in the theater when it came out.
What year did it come out?
I don't know. It's been recently.
I mean, I remember watching it as a kid.
It's been in recent times. And I think I was a child. Oh. I was a baby.
Yeah, probably.
When I went to it. Yeah. That's why I can't remember it very well.
Right.
I was a little baby
right.
going to the theater to watch the Santa Claus.
I don't think I went to the theater to see it. I'd have to ask my mom. I mean, I'd have to look and see what year it came out.
I don't know what year the Santa Claus came out. But I went to the theater to see a couple of those movies.
Yeah, well, the Santa Claus, I know 3 came out, I think, in the 2000s.
Oh, did it?
What?
Is there somebody out there?
That's Austin.
Oh, Austin. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe somebody was here to pick up
me.
A prize.
No, he was waving at me.
Because you never, because we take our prize people live on the air here.
I know.
We just bring them in. And we've given away a lot of prizes this week. I was looking this morning before you came in at our prize list. Just this week, we've given away, I don't know how, we've got Amy Brown, Scott, Harry Klein, Brad Heyman, Lori Childers, Leslie Slemons, Pete Gruber, Doug Hessen, Roger, Jeff Smith, Rich Kaufman, and Phyllis Shirk, all just this week.
That's a lot of, I mean, it's only Wednesday, or it's not Wednesday,
it's Thursday. It's almost Friday.
I know.
And we've given away a lot of tickets to the zoo. We gave away passes to Little Caesars. We gave away passes to Sans Soda's, the warehouse. We gave away a Jags t-shirt. We've done it all this particular holiday season.
I want to take the kids to see the zoo lights.
The zoo lights are a lot of fun, although I have not been. Oh, when's the last time I went to that? It's probably been close to 10 years.
I went last year. They brought back the ice skating.
Did they?
They did.
The last time I went, it was an okay experience, but it was like deadly cold.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of buildings now. Like, they have a 4D theater and stuff that you can go watch a movie in. So, it's not terrible.
What is 4D?
The chairs move. Like, it's 3D, but then, like, the chairs move, so it's like you're in the movie.
But does that really make it four-dimensional? Because isn't that what 4D would mean? 3D means three-dimensional.
Correct, but I mean, I guess it makes
Correct,
you,
thank you. That was just like I was on
know.
Jeopardy. Correct. 300 points.
I didn't make the name up.
You seem a little testy this morning.
No, I just, no.
A little stressed, a little testy.
Well, my other child missed the bus this morning, so I had to take him to school.
Well, that's okay.
Ugh. It was crazy.
I used to like when my mom took me to school.
Yeah, he likes it too. That's probably why he took forever.
Well, that's what you have to do.
Right.
You have to stretch it out.
Right.
And then eventually you're in.
Yeah,
you're exactly where you want to be.
And then he's like, can you come pick me up from school? And I was like, no, you got to ride the bus home.
Oh. Well, he was being nice.
Yeah.
He was asking nicely, it sounded like.
Yeah, but I don't live, like, super close to the school. So, it's just, I mean, they go to school out in the middle of nowhere.
Just a desk and a chair out in the middle of nowhere?
No, I mean, it's a nice school.
A teacher pulls up some in her car and goes out there and teaches?
Yeah, they probably freeze to death because it's outside.
It's cold. Yeah. I bet winter would not be a pleasant Ooh. Time for them either.
Oh, no. No, I'm. No, their school building is out in the middle of nowhere, and I just don't want to drive.
You just don't want to drive
No.
in that cold, cold weather.
Right.
That's sad.
Why? Because I don't want to drive?
Well, yeah, because I think the kid wants to be taken to school.
Oh, he's missing school on Monday.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And he doesn't have school tomorrow, so.
School's out tomorrow?
It is.
Really? What's tomorrow?
Teacher and Service Day, I guess.
Well, that's cool.
Or Staff Development Day.
Staff Development Day.
Yep.
You know, once in my life, I was a teacher.
Aren't you now?
I'm a teacher now, yeah. But I don't remember staff development. I don't know what we used to call them, but we called them something. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Yes, are you there? Caller. Are you there, caller? Oh, I feel like Larry King. Are you there? I can't hear you. Hello? Call back. Call back so we can hear you. Something happened there. We couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I could like hear a slight hello in the distance.
Yeah, just a slight off in the distance. Maybe we had a bad connection.
Yeah, maybe.
Remember when everybody had landlines and you actually could have a bad connection with somebody?
I'm not that old. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, you remember it.
You know, it's funny because me and my best friend, when we were little, we ran up her parents' phone bill because we wanted to vote for Kelly Clarkson on American Idol.
Oh, I remember that. And she won.
Oh, she did.
She did. Who was she up against? The guy we never hear of him anymore. I think he died.
I don't know.
Didn't he die?
I don't know.
He's no longer with us. Okay, here we go. Maybe this is our caller with a fixed phone. That's exactly what we want to hear. Go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I don't know what it was. I think I was probably like in a tunnel or something.
You were in the tunnel. How's it going?
Yeah. Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
I'm great.
I'm wonderful.
She sounds good, doesn't she?
You know, it's getting close to the, my favorite holiday, Christmas.
20 days away.
Yes. And I heard you guys talking about Christmas movies.
Yes. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Jingle All the Way. I love that movie. I watched that last night again. I watched like a thousand times a year. And then I also watched Groundhog, even though that's not really a Christmas movie, but I like the Groundhog Day.
Now, what is...
I watched that over and over.
What is Jingle... Is that the Danny DeVito one about lights?
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay, I know, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Phil Hartman, I think.
Yeah.
The late Phil Hartman.
I don't remember watching that movie.
Jingle All the Way?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It is a very fun movie to watch. It's hilarious.
What's the one with Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito about the lights on the house? That's a newer one.
When they have a contest?
Yeah, they have a contest trying to see who can light up their house the most and see it from space.
Oh, yeah. I watched that one last year, too. I cannot think of the name of the title. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's Deck the Halls.
Oh, Deck the Halls. Yeah, I think you're right.
Deck the Halls. It's a big movie.
That's a good movie, too. I watched the, Chevy Chase the other day, too. Christmas movie?
Yeah, Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
Did you hear I had a terrible pain in my neck last night?
What happened now?
No, I don't know. I got a terrible pain yesterday about 5:30 in my neck, and it lasted until I went to bed. Now, it's not there this morning, and we're hoping it doesn't come back, but I don't know what that was.
Well, it's probably the color of your face yesterday. I got infected.
It's probably the what in my face?
Maybe you cut your face yesterday.
Oh, I did. I probably lost too much blood yesterday, and it caused a spasm in my neck. No, first when it happened, I thought, well, this could be an aneurysm. And I thought, well, it might be time to... It might be checkout time.
Yeah. Well,
yeah? What do you mean, yeah? What? You don't say yeah when I say checkout time. You say, boy, I hope not. You better get that checked out.
Did you go to urgent care yet or nothing? Or
no, I'm just playing it out at this point.
Well, I mean, it might be too late.
Right, if I'm not here tomorrow, I guess we'll all know. We'll all know that it was.
Really, I guess you'll have to sit in the seat tomorrow.
Oh, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to see that. All right, so are you in the Christmas spirit yet?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been a Christmas spirit for for like all month.
Really? See, I don't know. To me, it's just been kind of a blahed out month so far. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe
I can't hear. Is Bailey there with you right now?
She's there.
Yeah. I was just not talking.
Oh, now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before.
I don't think she said anything.
Oh. Okay, I thought she said something.
She's been a little more quiet this morning. Subdued.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I was just dealing with something.
You was feeling?
Dealing.
Oh, dealing.
Yeah. I have my gotcha. Child here.
Oh, gotcha, your child. Oh, Austin's your child.
Yes, he's my four-year-old.
Oh.
I had to put my face gotcha. In my phone so he could watch Netflix.
Very nice.
Okay. There you go.
So, let's see. What did we talk about yesterday, Sean? What was the big topic du jour yesterday?
Oh, geez. I think we were all over the place. I think we were like, yeah, I think we were like...
Do you like the Grinch?
I'm not a big fan of the Grinch. First of all, the Grinch stole Christmas, and I didn't like that.
You didn't like that the Grinch stole Christmas?
No.
But he gives it back at the end.
I know. I was never into the Grinch. I've watched it before, but it's just not my, not my cup of tea, as you always say.
Well, see, but yes, I do always say that. That's one of my catchphrases, because I do like... Do you remember the first studio we were in years ago where we had no heat and I used to drink tea all the time?
Every time I come in, I smell that tea brewing.
Well, because I was getting colds all the time and I would have to go on the air, so I had to have tea.
Why didn't you have heat?
Well, that's a whole other bit of lure from
they
the past.
They didn't like you, did they?
Everybody like. What do you mean? Somebody couldn't like me. Everybody likes me.
Oh.
Yeah. You have any doubt? Oh, you said that like you had doubts.
I don't know.
I can name someone. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Mine are the Santa Claus movies. Oh.
Oh, I missed that part. Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, with Tim Allen or the original person?
With Tim Allen. Yeah.
Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Well, if we're talking about, that's not really her favorite Christmas movie, first of all.
Oh, I do like Holiday in Handcuffs.
Well, that's yeah, but we don't, that's not really one for the kiddies.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
Well, no, but it just sounds
bad. It's not bad at all.
No.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I saw that movie.
My kids have watched it with me.
I'm not saying it's R-rated. I'm just saying that's
it's
not really.
It's on Freeform.
But it's not really a traditional Christmas film.
I like it.
Well, it's okay. I mean, everybody's got different tastes, I guess.
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas movie is Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Oh, Scrooge is good. I do like Scrooge. I watch that.
I like Elf.
They show that
Elf?
Too much. It's
like
on
it,
constantly.
I feel
oh,
bitterness.
You mean Elf?
Yeah, Elf is on constantly. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, you know the funny Christmas movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to see it. It's made by Tyler Perry. I mean, he is a very good actor, and I like his movies. And I think I'm going to watch it. I think it'll be pretty funny.
What's that one?
Tyler Perry. He makes all these movies.
Oh yeah, what's the movie? I was saying, what's the Christmas movie?
It's a Christmas movie. I haven't seen it yet. I think it came out in
2017
or 2018, but I haven't seen it yet.
He's done some okay movies. He's got a studio down there in Atlanta now.
Yes, yep. It's bigger than, I heard it's bigger than the Warner Brothers.
That's what I hear. It's a big studio for a lot of people to work down there in Atlanta.
We should go visit.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Alabama.
Yeah, but it's Georgia. You know, Atlanta's only like 4 hours away from Huntsville.
Oh, only? A hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah. We used to go there to Six Flags.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Like with our church group.
Yeah.
I didn't know people who lived in Alabama were allowed to leave Alabama.
Well, I'm here.
Isn't that where they filmed The Walking Dead?
Where, Alabama?
Well, that's where The Walking Dead is.
I mean, in Georgia.
Oh.
Their football team's called the Walking Dead down there in Alabama. After the weekend, they took a beating.
You're so funny.
Yeah, well, you know, after he hit that field goal, yeah, that was not good.
I know. Well, you can't win them all.
No.
Or if you're Alabama, you can't win many.
We've won all of them except two.
Oh, it's getting to be like The View again. We're having a lot of crosstalk here.
I'm going to throw this ornament at you.
No, there's something out. Don't keep that ornament over there. There's something I wanted to talk about. You there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here's another thing that's come about. Now, recently we've had a lot of Grinch stuff that has popped up during the holidays. If you go into a store, you can't help but see that they're selling Grinch stuff everywhere. They're selling the book. They're selling the stuffed animal. They're selling sweaters. They're selling T-shirts. They're selling all kinds of stuff. I mean, even the Christmas parade here in Marion is now called Hoobalation. It's a whole thing with the Grinch now. But what is this ugly sweater Christmas thing has also become a thing. Now, do you own an ugly Christmas sweater? I don't think you do because I've never seen you wear a sweater.
No, I don't. I have, you know, I was invited to one, and I don't have one.
Yeah, are you coming?
Well, I don't have a ugly sweater.
Well, you don't have to wear an ugly sweater.
Wait, but the good news is most of your clothes are ugly, so it works okay.
I mean, just wear something Ohio State. I'll let you in.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you don't like Ohio State?
I'm glad that it took you that to take it to, you know, catch on.
So you're going to the ugly Christmas sweater party?
I don't know. Are you going?
No.
You don't. He doesn't have to go for you to go.
No, no. Yeah, you can go. I'm busy that night.
Oh, you're busy that night.
I'm busy that night.
He's counting his toes since he wore flip flops out. He needs to make sure none of them fell off.
I do. I can't make the party.
Your shoe doesn't blow out, huh?
I said, I can't make the party.
You can't make the party.
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just, holiday time is a very busy time for me.
You know, that's the first day of winter.
That is the first day of winter, December 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So what time is this party?
That's a good question. I'd have to look. I don't remember.
Now, do you put out food that night?
I'll have, like, finger food and desserts and stuff.
You don't make, like, Christmas cookies or something?
I said I'd have desserts.
I don't know. Does that mean Christmas cookies?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'll have cookies, probably some Buckeyes, maybe some cheesecake. I would just like to make these cheesecake balls. They're just, like, little bite-sized
cheesecakes. So where's this party at? Your house?
Yeah. My house. I put the address.
And you're excited about this, Sean.
I've never been to an ugly Christmas party before.
Well, it sounds like high excitement. I can tell that. I can tell that people are very excited.
So what do we do? We all sit around and tell, like, stories or what?
No, we're going to play games, drink, you know.
Drink water.
You can tell stories. Yeah, drink water, right.
Drink water.
That's all I have at my house.
You'll have a good time at this party, Sean, and then you can report back to me what it was like.
Whatever happens at the party stays at the party. You don't get to tell him what happens.
See, off that, it's like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
You know, I don't understand what that means, to be honest. I've never understood that. If you kill somebody in Vegas, it doesn't stay in Vegas. The authorities will come looking for you.
Yeah, but they'll take you back to Vegas.
Well, they will, but, I mean, it doesn't stay there. It's not like if you go and blow somebody's head off in Vegas that the Vegas authorities will not come looking for you in Ohio or Alabama. They might not go to Alabama because everybody looks the same. But it's very difficult.
Oh, man. Did you tell
everybody looks the same? Everybody looks the same. I'm not going to tell you why they all look the same in Alabama, but there is a reason for that.
Are you going to let him be mean to me like this?
No. That's kind of mean.
Well, now what are you going to do?
No.
I'm in control right now.
He can hit the button and hang up on me, right?
I could. Well, I wouldn't do that because I'm not rude. But that's all I'm saying. If I don't know that they would go looking for somebody in Alabama because there's a very similar look to everybody in Alabama.
Are you trying to say they're all related?
I didn't say it, but...
You're not helping.
I think that's common knowledge of Alabama.
Good thing I'm from Ohio then, huh?
Did you notice that the... Did you know this, Sean? I think we... No, we haven't got the answer yet, so I can't say it. Sorry, I was going to bring something up. We haven't got the answer. When I get the answer to it, I'll bring it up. It's a trivia question.
Just go ahead and bring it up. I won't say the answer, but I know the answer.
Nobody's going to get the answer unless they look it up.
You looked it up.
I did. That's the only one I looked up, though.
But you told me you did not Google these answers yesterday, and I knew darn well that you had Googled.
I didn't Google any of the Grinch ones.
No, but you Googled that one.
Well,
you didn't
know what what trivia question is it? You know, I really probably won't know it.
Where, or who is the first state?
Which is the first U.S. state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Just take a guess.
Ohio?
No.
No, it wasn't Ohio, but we thought about it.
Oh.
We do a lot of things in Ohio like that. We think about it, and then we pass it along.
What else is the best state ever?
Vegas.
No,
right?
That's
Las
not even
Vegas.
A state.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
No. That's not where it came from.
You seem depressed today. Are you depressed?
No. No.
She's talking in this voice like this.
No, I'm not depressed. I didn't want to get up this morning, though.
I think she's about to slip into Southern.
To Southern?
You know what I'm saying, Sean?
Oh, the Southern slang?
The Southern dialect that we won't be able to understand.
No, I'm...
But,
you're originally from Ohio, huh?
Yeah, I was born here. But I grew up in Alabama.
What state is
really
Alabama?
What do you mean, what state is Alabama?
Well, like, we're the Buckeye State. What's Alabama?
I don't know.
The Kissin' Cousins State.
No, it says Stars Fell on Alabama on their license plate.
Doesn't that sound exciting,
or
Sean?
Alabama the Beautiful.
Doesn't that excite you, Sean? Doesn't that make you want to run to Alabama? The Stars Fell on Alabama.
You know, it's just, do you guys ever get snow in Alabama?
Not usually, but if it happens, then they shut everything down, because there's no salt trucks. So, like, we would get, you know, like, a millimeter of snow, and school would be canceled.
And everybody freaked out, right?
Oh,
they came home and... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes the dust is so thick on everything, it looks like snow down in Alabama.
It's all those dandelions.
Dandelions?
Yeah, you know, like the little things.
Dandelions.
Dandelions?
She said dandelions, Sean. She said dandy. That's not how we say it here in Ohio.
You're going to just blow the little things off?
You know what we say in... Those aren't dandelions.
Oh, what are those?
No, those are...
Are you sure?
Yes, they're called something. You know, what are the white things called that you blow and all the stuff goes flying off of them?
I'm not sure.
They're not dandelions. Dandelions are yellow.
I thought that the dandelions changed
milkweed.
Into that.
Milkweed. It's milkweed.
Ew.
I thought they are, and they turn into that.
That's what I thought.
After a while, after they die.
You know how we say words here in Ohio? We say aunt. We say asbestos. We say progress.
Progress.
Oh, here we go again.
What?
Yeah, progress.
Progress? You'll be wrong on that.
This show is progressing nicely this morning.
Aunt.
Aunt.
Asbestos.
Asbestos.
No, aunt is a hillbilly.
Progress.
No, aunt is what the queen would say. The Queen of England and all her royal subjects.
Well, I call my...
I say ant.
I say ant.
Well, then what do you call an insect?
An ant? I'm allergic to ants.
Now, see, I'm allergic to my ants, too, but I'm talking about not the insects.
I'm allergic to ants as A-N-T-S. Yeah. The insect.
But that's why A-U-N-T-S is aunt.
No, I'm going to say ants.
Sean, have you written your letter to Santa Claus?
No, I have to do that, sir. I got to send it to P.O. Box 101.
No.
Or no, P.O. Box 1.
P.O. Box 101.
P.O. Box 1.
Oh, P.O. Box, yeah. P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana.
47579.
That's right.
What are you asking Santa for?
I am asking for a PlayStation.
Really?
Asking for a PlayStation?
No, that's what, you know, that's, everybody's asking for those this year. I don't know what it is. I was asking people at work today, yesterday, what their kids want, and everybody wants a PlayStation, not an Xbox, but PlayStation. I don't know what it is.
My?
Because the new PlayStation's coming out.
Oh.
And, you know, they want that new technology.
We have a PlayStation, we have a PS4.
Like there you go.
PS4 Pro. And then, Caden asked for a Nintendo Switch for Christmas. He has an Xbox at his dad's, so.
You know, I think this pain in my neck last night has thrown me off this morning.
Maybe you twisted wrong.
Well, I don't know I was doing any twisting yesterday, but it was like, it's like right in the corner of my neck, and then it went up into my eye. So I don't know if there's a muscle in your head and neck that would cause that.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. You have to call the doctor.
Go to a chiropractor.
You know, somebody said last night to me when I was out, they said, you look like a doctor.
I don't see it.
Oh, no. They said that to me at school yesterday when I was teaching. One of the kids came up and said, you look like a doctor.
Dr. Spears, huh?
They lied to you.
No, I look like a doctor.
Oh.
I could operate.
I would never let you operate on me.
Well, there's probably several.
Well, I hate to jump off here, folks, but I have to go pay some bills.
Don't jump too high.
Well, have a good day.
See ya.
Oh, you too.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
No, they said look like a doctor.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe you should go to school for that.
I don't know at this point. It'd be a little late in the game, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Once you get to be 26, it's time that you really, you know, settle down.
Right. And settling down as in, didn't you say that you've been doing this for like 17 years or something?
17 years.
Okay, so how are you 26?
Well, what was that? I started when I was 9.
Oh, yeah. Do they?
I was a child prodigy. Child prodigy.
Well, in that case, then my 9-year-old needs to get a job. So I'm going to send him here.
Well, there you go. He can do this show when I leave.
Right. Yeah, when is that?
First of the year.
Okay.
I postponed it a little bit.
I'll send him your way.
Send him here. Well, don't send him my way because I won't be here.
Right, but you can train him before.
You think?
Yeah, sure.
You know what we're going to talk about in the next show? We're going to talk about good gifts for people who you don't know what to buy for.
Ooh, I have some of those.
Well, but I see a lot of people say candles, but I think that's a bad mm-hmm. gift because a lot of people don't like the scents.
Well, some people don't like the scents, but also sometimes like scented stuff makes people sick.
And then they just become a big paperweight.
Yeah.
I don't think that's very good.
I mean, if you don't like the scent, though, you can always take it back and get a different scent that you like.
Well, how do you know where they got it?
Well, I mean,
I don't give my gifts with... Well, I don't give my... gift with a receipt.
Yeah, but a gift receipt doesn't say how much it is. It just, so you can take it back if it's not the right size or.
Well, see, it comes
whatever.
In these Secret Santas. Because this year I'm in a Secret Santa. Now, we have not done the drawing yet, but I'm a little apprehensive about it because, you know, you have to buy that person a gift, but you don't really know them all that well, and you might not know the person at all.
You know what we do for my family is all the adults buy an adult gift, and then you just pick a package, and you can either trade it or keep it or open
isn't
a new
one. Isn't that called a white elephant?
Yeah, something like that. But that way, because we used to draw names, but now we just draw names for the kids, but just do that for the adults.
As time goes on, I think that stuff happens. As you get older, traditions seem to fall by the wayside.
Yeah. I'm probably just going to buy an Ohio State shirt because my entire family likes it except for me and my sister. So that way everyone will be happy.
Everybody
unless my sister gets it.
And they could buy you an Alabama shirt.
Yeah.
Which are easy to get now because of the losing streak mm-hmm. that they're on as of last Saturday.
I don't think they're easy to get.
I think they are at this point.
Well, I should order my Alabama stuff then, if it's cheaper.
Order it now. They're giving it away.
If anybody wants to buy me anything, anything Alabama. Not Auburn, Alabama.
We're coming up on a break here. It is just about the top of the hour. We've got news, we've got weather, we've got all kinds of other fun stuff in a whole nother hour here with Bales on this Thursday morning. Don't you dare go away.
Giving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose. And I was in this thing. I had a secret little mask because it was colder than